producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffen in the Good Day program with Dr. Joy Brown and Roberta Fasinelli here. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, here to go through some of the things that are fit for us to discuss. You know, the New York Times says all the news that fit to print. Who decides that? Well, of course, the people at the New York Times decide that. How do we know that that's true? There must be things. By the way, the story about the pimp paying off the debt, is that in the New York Times?
That I think was on, is it the CNN or Huffington Post?
I'll bet you.
Paying off the debt for his girls.
There's a story floating around today that suggests that the pimp who runs the bunny, is it the Bunny Hotel? Bunny Ranch.
In Vegas, yeah.
Right. Is helping the ladies who are prostitutes at the ranch if they have college debt, and one of them at least there has $40,000
plus. 18% of them have college debt.
Yeah. And that's about the interest rate they end up paying. If you don't realize, right, it may look like one, you know, they, when you look at a loan and it has the percentage rate, and then it puts APR in parentheses after it, and it's always a different number. It's because that's the real number. Mm-hmm. They're screwing you by telling you that it's going to be X percent because you think it. I don't know how they arrive at the APR, but it's never the same number, and it's always higher, and that's always actually what you're paying. So we have this person over here helping all of these students. There's another way that may not involve prostitution, I guess, depending on how creative you are. The story is put forth in a wonderful proposal I saw on one of the money sites over the weekend. The story of Mike Taylor, who is an example of how to look for a job or find a way to pay off some of the student debt, or maybe not to get it in the first place. Mike went to a four-year college. Then he waited tables at a restaurant as he was trying to pay off his college loans. And then a couple of years after he got out of school, he did what a lot of us, a lot of you, are doing less and less of, and that is finding a job, maybe starting a new business, et cetera, et cetera. Do you know right now there are 5.8 million job openings in the United States? Almost 6 million jobs that
well,
have
it's
gone
not the job that I was
on.
Trained for.
There you go, Richie. I didn't go to school to become an accountant. I went to school to become a car salesman.
A journalist.
A journalist, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something like that. So there are record numbers of jobs and jobs that have gone unfilled. Companies are hiring, and so they're looking for people who have skills. And one of the things, if you've seen, and I'm sure that Joy saw the movie The Intern. Of Roberta, course. Have you seen the movie The Intern?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Go see it. Yeah. Did you think it was a good movie, Joy?
I thought it was okay. I liked the performance. It's a little sappy, but it was okay. Robert De Niro.
Why do we have to be so? Why do we always have to be so sophisticated?
Because she's a critic.
Sappy movies are good. In my
estimation. All right. Did you see The Martian?
Yes, I liked it a lot. Did you?
Not sappy at all. It was great.
No. Okay.
Did you see The Walk? Not sappy at all.
I haven't seen The Walk yet. I would like to see The Walk.
It's terrific.
Yeah. All right.
Did you see Steve Jobs? No. Steve Jobs.
You're an elitist. You've already seen Steve Jobs. It doesn't come out yet for the masses until this weekend.
I'm sorry. Okay. Well, it came out in New York, I think. In the
I know. Well, it's because you're in New York.
I'm sorry.
All right. Next.
But it is, yeah, it was okay. When Robert De Niro was cuddly, it was really fun to see him being charming, and it was a really good idea.
Yeah.
A really good idea.
Good idea. Okay. So the point of me bringing up in that movie, The Internship, is...
No, The Intern.
Intern. is to bring around the focus to...
Accuracy doesn't count?
Yes, it does. Okay. In poker and other things that you play.
In
your taxes. The idea of becoming an intern and or an apprentice. What a great idea.
Yeah.
And what a great way not to have to spend $40,000 or $50,000 or $60,000 a year to go to college.
Well, no, wait a minute, though. But let's, first of all, internships now by law are often paid because everybody was exploiting interns. So that's
right.
Number one.
Yeah.
A lot of internships require you to be in college or through a college.
Yeah.
And this one, this particular movie had to do with the internship of a senior
older
citizen.
Man. Right, exactly.
Yeah, which is fantastic. ARP is actually doing, I think, Reimagine Your Second Life or some kind of thing where they suggest this.
Some other way they can make more money. Then they know what to do with. But ARP is not one of my favorite, even though they have a position in this program. I don't cotton to many of the things they do.
Fair enough. But it's still, they have a program for people.
It's a good thing for older people who are out of...
For people to think about a second stage of their
life. Absolutely. And so it goes around and comes around a couple of times. When you're first starting your career or a job or a life, and you don't know what to do.
Well, yeah, the idea, I think, in both cases, Doug, I think you're exactly right. It's a time where you're not particularly hireable for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
You're too young, you're too old, you're too inexperienced.
A lot of people that come out of four-year colleges are not qualified to do much.
Honey, look, I absolutely agree with you. That's what my foundation does, is it takes high school graduates and sends them to community college.
Really?
And gets them hooked up with a job.
The Joy Brown Foundation?
Dr. Joy of the World.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that about you, and I thought you and I were friends. You've been holding out on me.
Well, I didn't ask you for money, so we are friends.
Yes, you have, and it hasn't gotten there yet.
Well, that's a different thing. That's not a donation. Can I also mention APR's annual percentage rate?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
All right,
I just wanted you to know that.
All right, so the point here is here's the story of this guy, Mike Taylor, that I referenced at the beginning, who went to school, had no skill, became an apprentice at a company in New Jersey, and now he makes $28 an hour, and he'll be able to go up to $42 an hour in this job. And he didn't finish his college education. He didn't have enough money to finish college, so he went out and tried to find a job. And he decided when he read an article about apprenticeship that this was the thing for him. So, and by the way, there are federal programs available. You're right, Joy. Most apprentices and interns now have to be paid. But there are government programs, as there are for pretty much everything, a couple of $100 million around every year for you to apply for a grant to help train people in whatever it is that you're doing.
We don't pay our
answer. It has the additional advantage of giving you a chance to kind of test drive a career.
Yeah.
To make sure and also make some connections. Right. And find out where you go from there.
You didn't ask me what Mike Taylor's job was.
What's Mike Taylor's job?
He's a plumbing apprentice.
Good for him. Well,
he went to school for 2 years.
He'll make more money than anybody.
You are right. I told you, he's making $28 an hour to go up to $42 an hour.
Well, then the unions have been historically fantastic.
And this is not a union
about
job.
Apprenticeships.
Yeah. Well,
they've been fantastic about that. And I think, more and more people, I wasn't being facetious when I said, 4 years, $40,000 debt, journalism.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Everybody decides they want to be a news anchor. What are you talking about, folks?
Yeah, see Brian Williams about that.
Most journalists didn't go to school to become journalists.
New. Most journalists aren't really real journalists anyway. No. I would say that of the three or four of us, the only legitimate journalist here is Roberta. Although, Joy, you have training in other areas. I never considered myself a journalist. I ran a news radio station for almost 2 years in Boston. I didn't consider myself a journalist.
I actually apprenticed. I worked on newspapers for a while, but you're right. But I don't consider myself a journalist per se. I consider myself a psychologist and a broadcaster, which is a little different.
Right.
But
and
I actually have a PhD, folks.
Yes,
so it's
and you're actually a psychologist.
I am.
Which is amazing. Have the two things together on the radio.
Just don't play one on the radio.
For the first time in history. All right, let's see if we can take care of other needs that people have. If you are losing your hair, you will really appreciate this product. It's called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. None of us have a problem. Joy's got a good head of hair. Although I noticed lately it's a different color, is it? Did I notice
always,
that?
Yeah. It's always a woman with a thousand hairdos.
Ah, okay. Roberta's your hair still
for a while.
I haven't seen Roberta.
No, my hair's
you.
Great.
When's the last time I haven't seen
so
you
much,
for
yeah.
a year or more? When's the last time
yeah,
I saw you?
So. Yeah, more.
Really?
Long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
What color is your hair now?
It's still light blonde.
It is.
Right. She and I look like twins. We're separated at birth. You don't get older, you just get blonder.
Excuse me.
Yes, yeah. It was whatever box that I happen to pick
I believe
that
you,
month, with my hair color.
I was going to say you're both the same age. Joy would be the older sister.
I beg your pardon?
I am not going, yes. I know for
no.
a fact. But I know how
no,
old both of you
be,
are, and you are the older sister.
No, listen, I'll tell you. In my family, I used to be the oldest, and it's now this miracle. I'm now the baby of the family. It's fantastic.
Did all your siblings died? What happened?
No, I paid them off.
I see. Okay. Provia.
So, Joy, I'll take you as an older sister. You can be my older sister any day.
I wanted you to be my older sister.
Can we get back to the story?
I'll be your baby sister.
Provia.
This could go on endlessly.
Yes,
so,
it
move
could,
us
right.
away from there.
I'm trying to, but without much help from either of the two of you. Provia, easy-to-use serum, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work against the main causes of hair loss and hair thinning. What happens is your scalp gets plugged up because you've used cheap shampoos and lotions on your hair and things that for men, you know, the waxy stuff that you put on your hair or some people have over the years. That gets into your pores, plugs everything up. My father used to call it gunk. So get the gunk out of your pores, cleanse them, and then the follicles of hair that are under your scalp can come through. You get a little hair fuzz and it starts growing back the hair. And you're going to look much, much better. Plus, Provia has a volumizer, which is part of some shampoos and rinses have volumizer components to them, right? And that's the sort of thing, if you buy a volumizer hair shampoo, makes your hair look thicker, richer, fuller.
Yeah, it's the gunk you're talking about.
Yeah, it is. So you don't have to, you have a different kind of, it's not gunk. No gunk in Provia. It's just aimed at getting thin hair, especially if it's around the part line of the back of your head, you want your scalp filled again with hair. Call 800-525-8319. Order direct from the manufacturer. Men use it. Women use it. Colored hair, treated hair, A-OK. Say goodbye to the hairs that are blowing away. And hello to the new hair that you get with Provia. 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffen. You get two bottles of Provia for the price of one. The second bottle is a super concentrate, which will cleanse things quicker and faster. Leave it on your hair. Blow dry your hair. Leave it on your hair, and it'll give you that fuller look. It's an incredible product. Very successful. So if you'd like to get your hair back, rather than getting your money back, you get your hair back or your money back when you dial 800-525-8319 for Provia. 800-525-8319.
Vera Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Scottsdale, Arizona, January 23rd through the 31st, 2016. Celebrating 45 years, hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will cross the auction block. Be part of the 9-day lifestyle event and energy that is Vera Jackson. Coming soon to West World of Scottsdale. Tickets are available at VeraJackson.com. That's VeraJackson.com. We'll see you there.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Starts elementary school this year. I'm amazed how fast she's grown. Being ready for school means more than just knowing ABCs and 1-2-3s. It's social and emotional development, too. That's why she spent her early years at Primrose Schools. Primrose parents rate their children above 90% in school readiness. With her Primrose Foundation, my baby is ready to succeed. To see what other moms are saying, visit AskAPrimroseMom.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Week in 1989, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, in our focus on music, which happens at this time in every hour. We go now through the top five songs from this week in 89, starting with number five, Mick and the Rolling Bones and Mixed Emotions. This was a revival song, Richie, if I remember correctly.
Good stuff.
Sure can tell it's them. Was number five during this week in 1989, which of course made the way for number four. This is a group called The Cure and The Love Song.
Great song.
British group, I think, yes?
Remember that? Yes.
They were. It was moderately redundant, Richie. Very fine.
When they say number one with a bullet.
Yeah.
This is number three with an asterisk.
Yeah. This is Milli Vanilli. They're the lip syncers, right?
Yes, that's why it's got the asterisk.
So it was actually somebody else singing this.
A guy that wrote the song worked at a gas station in southern Maryland.
Mm.
And I can't remember who actually sang it, though.
Mm-hmm.
They just danced around.
Right. All right, that's all it's worth. Number two this week, Madonna and Cherish. This week, 1989. Good pop song. She performed this in the Rebel tour that we saw a couple weeks ago. It wasn't quite the same. It didn't sound quite the same, but it was a song. And at number one this week in 1989, Janet Jackson. Do you think there ever was the feeling of competition between Madonna and Janet Jackson?
I don't think Janet Jackson cares, and I don't think Madonna does either.
No, at this point.
Yeah. No. I don't think Janet has much to prove. And neither one of them.
Nah, neither one of them do, actually. No. All right, so there it is. Top five songs. Rolling Stones' Mixed Emotions, number five. The Cure and Love Song, number four. Millie Vanilli's Girl, I'm Gonna Miss You, is number three. Madonna, Cherish, two. Janet Jackson, Miss You So Much. Richie, let's pay attention for a moment to our video of the day today at DougStefan.com. Today's video comes from a gamer that was playing the new Star Wars Battlefront game when he accidentally killed Luke Skywalker. You gotta see this. This is, you hear the music and the special effects. You know, it's kind of what you'd expect. Did he do it on purpose? That's the question.
That's what they all say. It was an accident.
It was an accident.
And now the camera floated.
Anyway, I think there's a lot of anticipation that's building up.
Oh, yeah.
Over this.
Oh, yeah. Right? The toys are already coming out of the store.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And I need to ask you a question, because I've been thinking about this.
You're asking me a question?
I'm asking you a question.
Okay.
All right, so is the reason that you play the top five songs because it sort of harks back to your days as a DJ?
You're talking to me specifically?
Yes.
My days as a disc jockey were over in 1974.
Well, but that's the point.
Yeah.
That, you know, that it's going back to an earlier stage of your life. Because,
yes.
Yeah, because it just occurs to me, you know, there aren't a whole lot of morning shows that do the top five, you know, unless they're a music station, do, you know, what this was 20 years ago.
Yes,
20 years ago.
Everybody has memories that are tied to some specific songs.
Right. Yeah. 28 after on Good Day.
Many remember Mel Gibson portraying then Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore in We Were Soldiers, but few know today's West Point cadets follow tactics more developed in Vietnam.
We wanted to pursue him to the death. I was taught at West Point, when you defeat an enemy on the battlefield, you pursue that enemy to the death. Finish the job.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more on Hal Moore's story, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make any difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Stefan at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Wow, that is really, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDownfall.com. Again, that's DollarDownfall.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dr. Joy Brown and Roberta Fasanelli discussing some of the issues of the day. The new arms race. Countries working for years, spending lots of money to build elaborate facilities that will allow them to join the exclusive club of nations that have nuclear weaponry. This has been the focus of our whole deal with Iran. The question about whether this country or that country ought to have nuclear weaponry. If I were leading a young country and I wanted to stir the pot, I wouldn't be wasting my time on trying to figure out how to build a nuclear bomb, because it's never going to be used. It'll never be a factor in how we combat one another. What I would do if I were running a new country is spend some time, try to train with a little bit of cash and incentive someone with a computer, because that's where we're going to have destabilization. The digital arms race is just beginning. There are dozens of countries now amassing stockpiles of malicious code that can be used. We hear the Chinese doing this to us, and the Russians doing that to us, and another country getting into it from Nigeria or wherever in Africa. You haven't even begun to see what people are capable of doing in a malicious way to try to hurt those who are on the top. Because we're always the target, whatever it's the American way or it's the U.S., whatever. The biggest bank in America is Bank of America. You don't think people are trying to hack into their bank every single day?
Of course.
And that's where the war.
Has a new book out called talking about exactly this, and he's saying that cyber terrorism is a great threat to the world, because mm-hmm. it could knock out everything, and if it goes for more than a couple of days, that it could really affect things like water delivery and food delivery.
Electricity.
So, oh, yeah.
Everything that we count on. Yeah. So,
which is a real cheerful thought.
Well, I wasn't trying to be not cheerful, but I think it's part of what's brewing, and it is a, it's something we don't think it's as hurtful as getting shot with a bullet. And I guess it probably isn't because you can recover if people take all your money.
It depends how long it takes to recover from it and how deep it is. I mean, if you can't have access to your bank account or an ATM or grocery stores or water being pumped into your apartment, and I mean, I was evacuated during Sandy, which is what, our third year anniversary coming up. And let me tell you, I had no heat, water, electricity for basically like 3.5 weeks. And you go to, you become a farmer, and you can't use your refrigerator because you have no electricity. So you can't.
So you go back to the way it was before we had all this stuff.
And you have to go get water from, you know, you have to bring water
down to the
water.
You go down to the pond and get some.
Yeah, and you go to sleep when the sun goes down because they've got no electricity.
Right.
And the only thing that worked was that I could go and charge my cell phone if I went down to the lobby. But I had no electricity in my apartment. You can't. It turns out I have a gas stove, so I could heat hot water, which occurred to me about 2 weeks in. But it turns out pouring hot water, pouring hot water over yourself in an ice cold apartment doesn't work at all. So I used to carry a shower cap around, and you know, see if I couldn't find someone that, can I shower at your place? I mean, it's embarrassing, but it brings you.
Or join a health club real fast. Yeah.
But well, think about all those things as part of the modern routine. I was talking earlier about this being the anniversary of the pilgrims leaving England to come over here to this country, and what all of that meant. And think back in terms of not even that far back. Go back to the beginning of the American Industrial Revolution, which was in essence the when the railroads came in after World War after. After the Civil War, the 1880s, that's when the industrial, that's when it all began. From that point to this, more things have changed in terms of how we live our lives than in the entire written history of mankind before that.
And well, not to mention, there are more people alive now than have ever been alive before all put together.
Yeah.
I mean, so you go
way
two,
too many
together.
People. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, two together.
On the planet. What do we do about the popular? I say that we need
more
to
movies.
Have incentives. More movies.
You know, believe it or not, it's true that India, that's where Bollywood came from, that India had a terrible population growth problem. So they went to each of the cities. But it's not as bad as it was. They went to each of the cities and little towns and hamlets, and they put out 3 or 4 movies a week. And if people are at movies, they're not home having children.
Isn't that interesting? I didn't know
that. Yeah, and that's where Bollywood came from.
Really?
Yeah. They had something to do.
The new best hotel in wherever it was, wasn't that done in India?
Yeah, but that was an American movie. Bollywood puts out three to four times more movies than Hollywood does every year for that reason. I also do some work with Children International, and one of the ways we have of combating teenage pregnancy is I get them DVDs.
Really?
You know, a whole bunch, so kids are at movies not having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have nothing to do, sex seems
like
a perfectly good idea.
What are you going to do after the movie?
We give them popcorn.
Popcorn. Good for you.
And contraceptive.
Congratulations. All right. This is like when you get the, what's the name of that old Cracker box, Cracker Barrel, or whatever.
Cracker Jack.
Cracker Jack. Yeah.
Cracker.
You give them popcorn and a condom in the box. There we go.
Upsetting.
Story from Tustin, California today, where a family has created a Halloween haunted house so spooktacular it requires signing a waiver to enter the house. Heather and Robbie Luther have made a house, and they refer to it as intense. A lot going on. It's very interactive.
Intense.
They're
intense.
If you go to DougStephan.com, you see a picture. You can click on that and go to the story of how to get in and escape. The 350 visitors that went in over the weekend were pretty scared, apparently. This is something that happens every year at this time. Somebody will build a haunted house. There was a picture here locally of a couple who were so distorted. Is that the right
thing? Distraught.
Well, no. These people put up lifelike, they created human beings One of them works in a morgue, so they took a casting of some dead body.
Distorted, I think, is what we want here.
Well, maybe more than that. What is it? So they take these bodies, and they dressed them up, and they put blood or they put red something or other all over them, and they hang them out in their front lawn. And the people in the neighborhood got so upset about it that they asked them to please take them down. And they were upset because, what's wrong? This is just fun. I even saw pictures or video of these things. You'd think it were people that were really dead.
Well, they had one here in New York that they invited me to where they put you in a coffin. And I said, no. You know. And they said, well, you're not there for very long. And I said, no. No. They said, do you want to try it? And I said, no, I don't know. But I mean, and it just gets, what's the psychological impact
on people who would see this, or what's the reason that folks would go this far?
One is people just wanting upping one another, and the need to be noticed. But I think we live in a world that is so fearful with people. You know, I spend a lot of time trying to convince people that terrorism isn't about blowing up buildings. It's about scaring the daylights out of people on a day-to-day basis for not necessarily a legitimate reason. And hanging bodies in the front yard smacks of terror. You know, we live in a world where people think, well, maybe. You know, we've got shootings in small towns. Mm-hmm. We've got horrible things, people being buried in backyards.
Yep.
So, you know, I think trying to up the ante on scaring people is not really a very humane thing to do these days.
No.
It's not cute. Alfred Hitchcock said, well, if you can deal with your fears, you know, that everybody needs to be a little frightened in a context. But this isn't really a context. I don't go to scary movies.
The poll today at DougStephan.com, do you go to local haunted houses?
A, no, do you live in a local haunted
house? I love going to haunted houses. Right. B, I go if they aren't too scary or too expensive. C, I prefer haunted houses at theme parks. D, I haven't been to a haunted house in years. E, I don't like going to haunted houses. My friend Tommy Hansen, we have two farms in Birmingham. One of them has cows and the other one is a produce or a truck farm. And every year, the month of October, on Friday and Saturday nights, he has what he calls Hansen's Haunted House. And he brings people out into the corn maze that he's grown out in the back of the farm. He sets up all these old tractors and trucks and old vehicles. And he'll dress several people up as witches and scary creatures and give them a shotgun with blanks in it. And they run around and chase these kids. A shotgun. They run around. They put them on a wagon and drive them around the farm. And they shoot these shotguns up in the air, and the kids scream, and the parents think it's hilarious, and they have hundreds of people that come in there every weekend this haunted house. I don't like it, but, and by the way, I can hear it. When Charlotte, my beloved bulldog, still had her hearing, on Saturday night, if we went outside during the month of October and she heard those shots, she got so scared she wanted to run and jump in the truck. Because
these days where we hear every other day there's a shooting someplace, I don't think it's cute. I really don't.
I don't either.
I think it just ups the sort of paranoia of people.
Yep.
You know, I don't know why we're doing things like this.
I don't either. Doug Stephan's Good Day program, Dr. Joy Brown, Roberta Fasanelli at 40, where are we, Richie? 44 past the hour.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
In my hometown, a number of parents volunteered to decorate the school gym for the annual prom, just as parents all across America have been doing for generations. But in this case, nobody seemed aware that a permit from the local fire department was required, along with the approval of the specific decoration plan. Firemen ripped down the decorations, too late to be replaced for that year's prom. Government overreach is all around us every day, and if we look through the lens of liberty, it seems clear that such permits and overzealous enforcement are often more about revenue than safety. Such silliness doesn't just threaten one prom. It undermines our freedom in thousands of little ways every day.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Are you predictable? When was the last time you surprised someone with something totally unexpected? At ProFlowers, we think predictability is boring. So we're making it easy for you to be unpredictable by offering our best-selling 100 blooms for just $19.99. Plus, we're giving away a free glass vase with every order. But hurry, because this incredible deal ends this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5151. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 5151. Stay tuned for an amazing surprise sale from ProFlowers. Are you predictable? When was the last time you surprised someone with something totally unexpected? At ProFlowers, we think predictability is boring. Surprises are exciting. So we're making it easy for you to be unpredictable by offering our best-selling 100 blooms for just $19.99. Plus, we're giving away a free glass vase with every order. These 100 stunning blooms are bursting with color. Imagine the look on their face when 100 beautiful flowers arrive from you, out of the blue. Be unpredictable. Be spontaneous. Sometimes the best reason to send flowers is for no reason at all. But hurry, because this incredible deal ends this Friday. 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4545. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 4545.
47 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Prim Ranch. People know about Prim Ranch, P-R-I-M-M, Prim Ranch. Story at DougSteffen.com about as well as cool places that you can go. It's not a park, really. And I don't like things that are defined by what they aren't. This is a place that Michael Jackson loved to visit. It's in Las Vegas. And it is it's sort of a wonderland in a manner of speaking. How many, Roberto, you spend time in Las Vegas? Joy, you've been to Las Vegas, haven't you?
Yeah.
A number of times?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this estate now is up for sale. Wonderland, it's called. 73,000 square foot mansion. Can you imagine having a house?
Wow.
That has 73,000 square feet.
It's
yes.
10 houses. It's like 10 big houses.
Right. It belonged
like
to the Sultan of Brunei,
yeah.
Who is selling this for, there's no minimum, there's an auction, and they're going to take whatever they can get. It was listed for $14.5 million on a real estate site.
That's all?
Yeah. I thought that was cheap as well, Roberta,
yeah.
For that size place. But you see the pictures of it there. But would you, I mean, let's say you could buy something like this cheap. Let's say a couple of million bucks. What would the taxes be? See, people go into these sorts, and one of the reasons that this thing is having a hard time on the open market is because it's so expensive, A, to upkeep, and B, just the taxes alone. So let's you buy it for next to nothing. It's still, unless you're very wealthy, it's going to put you in the poorhouse. No matter how you, they have a dance floor. I mean, all of these things are cool to have. A water park, big. But what do you do
with this?
With it?
You open it as a museum. That's what the Brits have done for years, is they'll donate the family castle as a landmark so that they don't pay taxes on anymore, and they let people in, and that way they can afford to live there, and the government keeps it up.
Got a 20-car garage.
And you could put cows in there, Doug.
I could. I could have it as a barn. Set up a...
There you go.
Yep. It's got a bowling alley, a barber shop, a movie theater.
You do, all you need is a broadcast studio and your home free.
I'm all set.
There you go.
Right, exactly.
So, we did come visit.
My big problem is how do I pay for it? You got any ideas?
You sell tickets.
Sell tickets. That's what a lot of people do now to sell their homes. They have a raffle. Send us a 500-word composition and send us $500 and we'll choose the best in them. There are tens of thousands of people who have sent in for $500. Wouldn't you take a shot at a $5 million mansion?
That's about the same as buying a lottery ticket.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Roberta, Dr. Joy, Doug Steffen, good day. 51 after the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's now 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Doug Steffen with a new voice. We'll meet Richard Schimmel, who's the Vice President of Business Development at Vivitech Solutions. Find out about him. A very interesting fellow. Has an interesting background. Let's see if we can We can spend the whole 5 minutes, Richie, on this fellow's background.
Very interesting.
The fact that he was formerly Weird Al Yankovic's manager. Interesting place to start. But he's here to talk about technology, and there's lots of technology news today. So we'll get to that in just a moment here on Good Day.
This MultiView report is brought to you by Cox Communications. Better safe than sorry is a slogan to live by, especially considering a burglary occurs every 15 seconds in the U.S. According to a 2015 survey conducted by Cox Home Life, more than 50% of homeowners worry they left their front door unlocked after leaving the house. And almost 45% of parents check in on their tween or teen once or twice a day with their home security camera. And we care about our furry family members a lot, too. More than 50% of those surveyed have left an event early to check on a pet. Allison Jacobson, the safety mom.
Using technology to protect, monitor, and control your home remotely is perfect for parents who want to check in on their tweens, teens, or pets throughout the day. It's imperative you ensure your family is prepared to face anything that comes their way, from weather-related disasters to keeping your home protected.
Take the time to learn protective measures to avert a crisis before before it occurs. Visit cox.com/homelife for more information.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program now with Richard Schimmel from Vivitec Solutions. So you were Weird Al's manager. Is that what mostly attracts people to you? They are interested in you because you were a part of the Weird Al gang?
Not really, Doug. That was many years ago, many, many years ago. It's basically just a side note of a lot of things that I've done over the years. It's one that I'd like to forget because that was a time in my life, that whenever the phone rang, Al didn't call me to say thank you. It was always a problem.
Really?
I knew at that time I didn't want to be a manager of anybody because, my goodness, just the complaints of this and that. But, he was a good person. I'm happy for his success.
Yeah.
I was happy to be a part of it.
And you probably were a part of it, and that's a good thing. I just find it interesting. Now I know why I know your name. We all said before you came on, we know this guy's name. And now I know why. You were one of the editors at Talkers Magazine.
Years ago with Michael.
Yeah.
Michael has been a mentor to me over the years. I still communicate with him. Mm-hmm. He is one of the people who created AOR Radio and now the talk radio industry. I've spoken on the new media seminar conventions and Michael is one of a kind.
Yep.
I can't say enough about him.
He and I do the weekly talk radio countdown show together on the radio. Has been a part of me and my programming for as long as he's probably been connected to you, and I think you and I actually know each other now. I put two and two together. When did you get into the technology world? Vivitec Solutions, what's that?
Vivitec Solutions is a reverse logistics company, and reverse logistics is a company that basically takes in returns from Walmart, Kmart, Kohl's on personal electronics. We owned a Deal of the Day site where I had to get technology products for the Deal of the Day site. We'd run a deal every day. But I've always been an early adopter on new technology, from the first Betamax to just having the new iPhone 6S.
Really?
I've always been into that. I've got the Apple Watch. I had the first compact computer, the suitcase computer,
mm-hmm.
back in the late 80s. I love technology, and I've been working on this for a long time.
So it suits you well. All right, let's talk about a couple of things that happened over the weekend here. If you were on a Southwest Airlines flight, technical issues forced a lot of people to wait a lot longer than they expected to once they got to the airport to get on their plane. What causes glitches? We're so used to perfection in our society. When something like this happens, we sort of realize how dependent we are on technology. Is this something that we'll see more and more of as we go down this flight?
Absolutely. People don't remember. I remember, and I'm sure you and your team remembers, with Southwest, they used to give you a boarding card.
Right.
But since 9/11, we now have to check in. So I can only imagine the chaos that they had at the airports trying to get through security, et cetera.
Yeah.
In fact, my daughter flew Southwest last week, and there was the storms that disrupted.
Yeah.
But
right.
You're going to have that as long as you have technology, because people control it. People control it, and robots control it.
Mm-hmm. The technology blend, humans and robots. All right, it's good to have you here, Richard. Thank you. We'll look forward to another visit. Richard Schimmel on Good Day.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.